I'm back here with Claire Bates. Claire, on the last boo on Link for Growth, you were talking about you got a lot of value out of the Link for Growth meeting in many, many ways. What exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, it was interesting, actually. And in my head, I think it's three different ways, but I haven't actually kind of vocalised it yet, so it might end up being two and a half, something like that. We'll see. but the obvious value that I think people will probably expect is that the format is that you come with a question or an issue or a challenge, something that affects you and your business, and there's a process, a very set process for opening that up and discussing it. Obviously, confidentiality is key. Everything that goes on in the room stays in the room, kind of thing. It's confidential. But there is a process to get your challenge, issue, problem out there and to have all these other thinkers, these other people, other business people with different experience but similar experience as well. You know, they are people doing business. They're not advisors who've never done business. These are people who have probably had the same issues, but they'll come from different industries and so on. So you get fresh perspectives, and so that's obvious. You're going to get your problem or challenge looked at by 12 other people
who
have these different perspectives. So that was an obvious area that you would expect to get value in. But I was so poorly prepared that I didn't have a question, so my question didn't come up. And actually only four ever do come up, and there's 12 of you. So there may be some people thinking, oh, well, if my question doesn't get answered, why would I bother going?
Mm.
And that's where it was surprising for me, because I didn't have a question. But I was able to, I think, provide a lot of value to other people's questions. And I that doesn't mean that I'm not being some kind of like, no, it's so nice to be of value. I seriously mean that the other people's problems, I was able to contribute really valuable answers. And that was actually affirming for me, and hearing what other people's problems were was affirming, but also realising that it makes you feel good about yourself.
So what you're saying there is that you derived a value of self-worth as a result of being there, actually sort of confirmed that you had knowledge that was of use.
Yeah, and actually I felt like in terms of Link for Growth sitting under the whole, vision that you have for the future of business, I realised that, for all my own challenges and so on, I'm quite a long way ahead. And that was self-affirming.
Yep.
Definitely. And the fact that I could then take that knowledge and share it with people for their benefit was brilliant.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. How much time have we got left?
We've got about a minute and a half, just over.
Oh, cool. Okay. And so there's a sort of separate part of that which was of value for me, which is probably the half of one, which was that in doing so, in being able to share that knowledge, it really gelled for me where my own strengths and talents and love, passion lies.
Right.
And it so just completely separately, I realised that what I was doing in that room, the way I was able to add value and contribute and share my knowledge, and realising that I had the knowledge, and not just of all the modern stuff, but I've run serious businesses before, and I'd kind of forgotten all about that, and. So that really helped me gel how I want to run my existing business now moving forwards. So I left that meeting on cloud 79, never mind 9.
Well, since that meeting we've spoken, and actually it's helped you to really rework your brand. Well, really to sort of say what you want to do with your business now.
Yeah, so, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. It's changed. I've now dropped the thing, and it's a shift that I've been trying to make for quite some time and not quite making it. And so even though I didn't table a question,
last 5 seconds,
the question would have been that, and I got my answer.
Well, thanks, Emma.